following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
You should wake up to eggs, you see, because they'll give you energy, and they'll keep you fuller longer, and might leave you feeling stronger. And did I mention vitamin D? If I didn't, shame on me. The incredible edible egg.
And with Easter coming too, there's so much that you can do. You can paint them, you can glue them, you can stick some stuff onto them. Once we made our egg a belt with a little piece of felt, the incredible edible egg.
Learn more at facebook.com/incredibleedibleegg.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't just sell parts. Oh, no. We get you the part you need. Lickety-split. Our knowledgeable team members will do the legwork, arm work, or torso work, whatever it takes, to make sure you don't just get a part, you get the right part. Fast. Plus, now, get up to $30 back by mail when you buy Wagner Thermo Quiet Brake Pads. Service is our best part at
Advance Auto Parts.
See store for details, mail, and rebate.
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald. Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star. From ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg, Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star, Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated, Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com.
As well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev. Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who will be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Everyone, welcome to a Monday edition of the Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation as we begin a week-long series of shows from Cunningham's Journal in the Loft here in downtown Kearney, and looking forward to it because it is NCAA Tournament Week. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter, my co-host today. We'll have a variety of co-hosts throughout the week so that they can pick their brackets and tell us what they think about the NCAA Tournament as well. Louisville, Kansas, Indiana, Gonzaga, we want your feedback today. We're pretty open on this Monday. We will talk with Steve Pivovar, the Omaha World Herald, about the Creighton Blue Jays. It's interesting to hear some of the talk out there. There's a lot of people that think Cincinnati could do some good things. There's a lot of people that think Creighton could do some good things, but Duke is waiting there on the other side. And that's, everybody looks a lot more intelligent, obviously, on Saturday. So your thoughts, your calls, your emails, your tweets. You can tweet us at ESPN 1460 1550. Of course, the Facebook is ESPN Superstation. And our normal phone numbers and email address, the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. And the phone number, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. That is the number. And, of course, the most important part of the week, filling out your brackets. And you can do that at ESPNSuperstation.com. We've got a grand prize from Russell's Appliance. We've got prizes from Cunningham's and a variety of other folks that we'll tell you more about as the week moves on. And, of course, our sales staff continues to add to that bevy of bountiful
round of golf for four Prairie Hills. So there's some cool stuff coming in there.
We're going to have some great things from our Tri-Cities locations, and so we are looking forward to you filling out your brackets. And again, if you are really, really, really good, there's a chance you can win up to $50,000. I know, it's almost impossible, but you know what?
Somebody's going to do it.
Sometimes somebody's going to get crazy and they're going to hit it.
Somebody's going to do it. It's kind of like buying that Powerball ticket. Somebody's going to win eventually. I mean, somebody's got to finish first in this deal. I think this is the most open year I remember in quite some time. You know, the last few years, you look at Kentucky. Kentucky's a team that's going to be there. Who's that team that you go, wow, I know they're going to make the Final Four. I know they're going to be in there. I look at my bracket and what I did. There's some teams in there. Are you kidding me? Sure, I got a couple of traditional powers. I got Duke and Georgetown making the Final Four. But my national championship game has Miami and New Mexico, for crying out loud. You know, I mean, and you know what? And those aren't unreasonable. No, they're not unreasonable. They're not unreasonable. There's some of the big boys, Douglas, have New Mexico and Miami going a long, long way in the tournament. And who's to say it can't happen? You know, I got a lot of powers that make it into the Sweet 16, but Creighton, I think, is a great first-round matchup that they have, not because it's a slam dunk for either Cincinnati or Creighton, but because the opposite is true. Because Duke has fallen so much in people's national estimation that they went from being a team that everybody thought was going to be in the Final Four, that about half the national analysts don't even think they're going to make the Sweet 16, which means either they're going to get beat by Creighton or Cincinnati. And about half the people are picking Creighton, about half the people are picking Cincinnati. That's a great – that little corner of the bracket is a very interesting area.
I think it would be a lot different scenario had Duke not gotten upset last year in the first round. So that'll be fresh in their mind. Plus, they've got some kids back.
They stubbed their toe a little bit here down in the last week.
What are you even talking about? I'm looking at my bracket. I don't have New Mexico. I got – let's see. There's Virginia, Alabama – Baylor, Tennessee. Oh, that's
in
the
West.
NIT. That's the NIT. Oh, the NIT bracket.
We're in Nebraska's not even in that. Another kind of interesting fact, the old Big Eight, they're represented pretty well in the NCAA bracket. The old Big Eight, they're all in there with the exception of Nebraska.
Well, here's another stat for you. Texas doesn't have a single school in. No college in Texas is in the NCAA tournament.
I did not realize that.
Since like 1967 or something crazy like that.
Yeah. Well, because Texas, say what you will, they've been on a pretty good basketball run here the last 10, 12 years, really.
Let's take a look. Hey, you got to wonder, though, Texas football, Texas basketball, how are they surviving? How are their coaches surviving? That's a whole new story. You can, again, give us your thoughts. Let's just give us some overall thoughts, our thoughts. That's why we have sports talk shows, is to talk about our thoughts and your thoughts out there. I was shocked that Oregon was a 12 seed.
Oh.
Some people believe that's because of an injury. I just don't understand how you can win it all and have a better record than some teams in your conference and be seeded so much lower than they are. And now the problem with this is now everybody's looking at Oregon. So what happens? Oklahoma State is awake. They're ready to go. They know that Oregon is – everybody's picking them to beat them. And then Oregon doesn't have a chance to move on. So those are the things that I was – after doing this for so many years, and I will admit – there was one bracket that I filled out last year that did win a pool. So, again, the year of the Duda, which is over, which I know is now officially
good,
over.
Good. At least you know that.
Anything I pick this year, I'm a little worried about. But you look at some of the scenarios that you do over and over. That's one of them. Everybody wants to see that 5-12. As soon as somebody starts talking about a team, start looking at the other team. Because that seems to be the team that not only – wasn't supposed to win the first one, but they win the second one. This morning, Seth Greenberg likes Minnesota to beat UCLA. That's one of his upsets. All of a sudden, UCLA, maybe they win a couple. But you look at those teams that got knocked out last year, Florida, Duke. You can go right on down the line here. Kansas didn't get knocked out, but a year ago when they did, they came back strong. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Look for those teams that are perennial powers that got upset last year to do well this year, and that would include the two that I just talked about.
And we love that, the Butler stories. You know, we love VCU. We love George Mason and those kind of surprising stories. But those are flukes. I was looking at one thing today that kind of did a point system of all the games that were played, how many of those games were won by a one seed. And it's something like 61% of the time the one seed wins. Now, obviously, that's because they're the favorite. They're the one seed for a reason and all that. And we love to pick all these upsets. But the truth of the matter is, one seeds usually do very, very well. 5 years ago, all four number one seeds made it. Now, that was a little bit unusual. But if you think of the odds of that, of one seed, whether it be the all twos or all ones, the odds of that aren't very good. If you have a bracket and you total up the one seeds, the two seeds that you have in there, and you total up more than about nine, you're in trouble.
Well, and we'll get to odds here in just a moment from our friends at Vegas Insider. But we are here at Cunningham's. If you had a great weekend, had a great St. Patrick's Day, you always want to recap what happened. Get together with your friends today for lunch or any time during the week. You've got NCAA brackets to fill out. They'll do that for you here at Cunningham's. They've got great prizes. Of course, this is the place to watch basketball all weekend long. starting tomorrow night. Basketball starts tomorrow night. There's two, I call them play-in games, call them what you want. There's two play-in games
They're
Tuesday.
Games.
There's
They're
two play-in games on Wednesday, and then the tournament gets going just after 11 o'clock on Thursday. The Creighton game is at 1:45 on Friday. We'll go through a few more of the details with that here in just a little bit. But if you would like to come on down and enjoy a great lunch, anything from a burger to a pizza to some of the great sandwiches and great appetizers that they have, here's the place to do it. We'll tell you more about their specials for game day here a little bit later on in the hour. But I hope you had a very fun St. Patrick's Day. And here are a few of those odds for games that you might, you know, our part of the world might be interested in. Colorado State, they're an underdog to Missouri by 3 points right now. Taking a look, Michigan's favored by 11 over South Dakota State, 11.5. Wichita State, they are a 4.5-point underdog to Pittsburgh. Oregon, only a 3-point underdog to Oklahoma State, as we talked about that earlier. St. Louis, which seems to be the darling of a lot of folks, is a 9-point favorite over New Mexico State. Creighton is a 3-point favorite over Cincinnati, which some people are a little bit surprised about, but Creighton is a 3-point favorite. Oklahoma is a 2.5-point underdog to San Diego State. Ohio State favored by 14 over Iona. Notre Dame favored by 1 over Iowa State. Kansas favored by 20 over Western Kentucky. Wisconsin favored by 5 over Mississippi. And Minnesota, there's a reason why. They're the 11 seed. Minnesota is favored. They are favored by 3 over UCLA, and Colorado is a 2-point underdog to Illinois as far as some of those old Big Ten, Big 12 area Midwest teams go.
Famously, it seems like every year there's a 12-5 upset where the 12 seed wins, but it's a lot more often. People don't realize this. It's a lot more often that it's an 11 seed that beats a 6 seed. It's about twice as often that that happens, and that's not a major difference there. So I always look for those 12-5 matchups, those 11-6 matchups. Oregon, to me, because they are so underseeded, and I understand what you're saying. All the attention now is going to make sure the Oklahoma State's ready. But I think Oregon isn't a bad pick if you're going to look for one of those upsets in the first round. They're not a bad selection at all because they were obviously playing pretty good ball, winning the Pac-10 tournament.
I think it's going to be interesting. Kansas State has drawn the Boise-LaSalle winner. And I think that that's going to be a heck of a ball game. Remember, VCU made their run coming out of the first play-in game.
Yep.
Boise State, LaSalle against K-State. You got Wisconsin, Ole Miss on the other side. I don't consider any of those national title contenders, but all good basketball teams. So we'll see how that plays out. And you can vote on our poll question today, folks, at ESPNSuperstation.com. Our Midtown Mark Cooler question over the weekend. Which recent professional athlete to leave a Boston area sports team was the biggest betrayal? 41% of you said Kevin Youkilis leaving the Red Sox for the Yankees. 32% said Ray Allen leaving the Celtics for the Heat. Only 27% with the most recent story, Wes Welker leaving the Patriots for the Broncos. I said Youkilis. Red Sox, Yankees, it's just no nothing deep.
Didn't he
that.
Have an interim stop there at the White Sox? Isn't that after he got dumped? Wasn't he at the White Sox?
Yeah.
So well, I mean, you signed a contract. So he actually went from the White Sox, not the Red Sox.
But still.
Well, I don't know. I think it's Ray Allen, because he left being one of the core elements of a team that only had three elements to it, and then playing for the world champions. To me, it was that. The difference is, of course, is you have the New York Boston thing going on with Uke.
Let's take a look at our poll question today. Which number one seed has the best chance to win the championship? Louisville, Kansas, Indiana, or Gonzaga? That's our poll question for today. ESPNSuperstation.com. Vote today at ESPNSuperstation.com. Other things that stood out to you about the bracket, Randy?
You know, people always talk about this team's underseeded, overseeded, that sort of thing. I really think that the committee always looks at trying to set up some sort of interesting matchup, whether it be the first round or the second round. I mean, obviously, all you have to do is look at the fact that Kansas and North Carolina might play the second round in Kansas City. To me, they get a little cutesy with that, and I don't have any problem with that. I mean, they're trying to sell tickets. They're trying to get people to watch it on television. I don't have much problem with the fact that North Carolina is an 8 seed with the season that they've had. They're about 32nd in the country. I can kind of see that. Yeah, to me, that makes sense. But you knew that they were going to be on the same bracket with KU when KU was a 1 seed. You knew stuff like that was going to happen.
Roy Williams coming home.
Yeah, and the other thing that bothers me a little bit, I really think all 16 seeds should have to play the play-in game. To me, if your seating's going to be pure, you don't have a play-in game to decide who your 11 is. You know, to me, that just doesn't seem right. You have that play-in game to see who's going to turn around and then get thumped by your one seed.
But they are having the play-in games between at-large teams, not conference tournament champions.
Yeah, I can see that.
For those 13s and those 12s when they're playing each other. Folks, we'd love to have you join us. One other thing that we noticed last night, I hope you got a ticket in Kansas City next weekend because you could make a lot of money. You can make
games.
A lot of money. You got Kansas, Kansas State, and North Carolina. Wisconsin came to Omaha, not this last time, but 4 years ago or whatever it was, and they brought a herd of fans. That is going to be a tough ticket to get for the Friday, Sunday, four-game, two-game, opening two rounds in Kansas City. Kansas, Kansas State, North Carolina, Wisconsin. I would venture to say that will be the toughest first-round ticket, first sight ticket of any of them out there across the country.
Oh, the bracket makers were really kind to Kansas City. And I know a few people are heading down there. And I'll tell you what, if my thing were to come up, because I did that too, where you put it on your credit card, and if you get it, they charge credit card.
The lottery.
Yeah, they do the lottery kind of thing. Lottery numbers didn't come up for me. If you win four tickets, you get those four tickets, not win them, you have to pay for them. Sell the other two at site, you'll pay for your trip. You'll pay for those tickets. You'll pay for your trip. You walk out of there with money. It would work out great for you.
Easily. And if you do have tickets available, we'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Steve
Pepevar
of the Omaha World Herald is going to join us to talk about Creighton's draw, Creighton's seed, and can they finally get to the Sweet 16? That will be the main topic, I think, that everybody wants to know. All that and more coming up live from Cunningham's, the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Has brought us to Cunningham's for the remainder of the week. NCAA basketball tournament is here, and we're back after this.
For Seth Greenberg on ESPN.
We're mid-sized businesses, the engines of a smarter planet.
Our business depends on the movement of information.
Sure, we could use a free file transfer solution like FTP.
But if our file transfers, payments, or orders are interrupted, then our business is interrupted.
Which makes that free solution quite costly.
Instead, we rely on Sterling Connect Direct from IBM.
24/7, unattended, uninterrupted, continuous data transfer.
Learn more at ibm.com/engines/connect.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
The weather's getting warmer, and that means it's time to start working on your yard. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up a Super Start lawn and garden battery starting at $21.99. Springtime means yard work, so stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts for a Super Start lawn and garden battery you can count on. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices, every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Picking up 50 grand in prize money isn't easy, but it's a great excuse to listen to and watch NCAA basketball. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation Bud Light 50K brackets are back. Just click on the link at ESPNSuperstation.com to get connected to a bracket. Pick 60 or more and you win 50K.
This is amazing.
Pick 57 and you win $5,000. Pick at least 55, win $500. Log on to ESPNSuperstation.com. For complete details.
A mix of clouds and sun develops as we head through the day today with a high of 45. Northwest winds will stay gusting at times to 20 to 35 miles per hour. Tonight we'll head back to a low of 22. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombley. Right now it's 36.
The Duggan continues. Central Nebraska. M's Journal, where we will be all along. And Doug Duda, along with Randy Bushcutter, glad to have you with us. Stop by for lunch today, and of course, anytime to watch the NCAA basketball tournament. That is the beauty of these extra play-in games. We do have basketball Tuesday and Wednesday, and we always used to watch the NIT.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
There's plenty of it out there.
You get plenty to do that in. To me, I always like to fill out my bracket after watching a little bit of the game, just get a little bit more of a flavor. I do a first impression bracket and then a couple other brackets, but I have one bracket that is my sheet of integrity. You know, when I get on ESPN's website, I'll enter the five that you can enter, but there's one that I take into Cunningham's to come watch the game, and that is the bracket.
and I doubt it's the one that's in my hand at the moment.
There's only one bracket that is integrity, and there's only one pivot system that will make you maximize your profits in the field. Now's the time to beat the heat with the best value purchase of a T&L pivot system, because you can maximize your production in dry conditions with the best water distribution covering your crops and the best reliability for the long haul of an extended heat wave. Call T&L or your T&L dealer today. If you don't know who your T&L dealer is, all you got to do is probably drive across the town, because they're going to be right there. They're all over Nebraska, every state in the country, or in the United States, 60 country worldwide. And you can also check them out online, TLIRR.com. TLIRR.com. Get T&L's proven hydraulic technology that works and is easier on you for a lifetime. And we are pleased to welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show from the Omaha World Herald, the beat writer for the Creighton Blue Jays, and that is Steve Pivovar. And Steve, thanks for joining us today. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Well, we're doing great, and we're trying to get, as we always know, there's so many closet Creighton fans out there, because even if they are Nebraska fans, at least I'm one of those that wants to see Creighton do well, and now we want to just see them someday get into the Sweet 16 and make that run that all the fans want. And reading your article in the Omaha World Herald this morning and online for the folks out there, it sounds like everybody that was in attendance was pretty pleased with the outcome last night.
Well, I think it's, given that little rough patch they hit in February, I think it's probably about as good as they can, they could expect. I mean, I know early in the year when things were really clicking for them, some people had illusions or delusions of being a 3 or a 4 seed, but you don't lose 6 out of 11 games and come through that without dropping a little bit. When it ultimately comes time for the committee to seed you.
Steve, obviously, when you guys were everybody's darling in the top 10 and that sort of thing in the rankings, want that 3 seed, but coming when the season began, if we would have told you that you were a 7 seed, if Creighton was a 7 seed, would you think that that's a pretty good year for Creighton basketball?
I would have. I know a lot of people around here wouldn't have. I remember I was on a radio show before the season started, and they asked me how many games I thought Creighton would lose this year, and I said 8, and this is a radio show that's run by a couple of Blue Jay fanatics, and they basically gasped at the thought of 8 losses this season, because there were such high hopes, such big expectations. But, you know, myself, I probably would have said, yeah, 7 seed, 6 seed, that's probably what they're going to get out of the kind of season that I expected them to have.
We're talking with Steve Pivovar, the Omaha World Herald, here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. How important, Steve, was it for them to win the conference tourney or just play well in the conference tourney to maybe bump them up a notch, get them off that 8-9 line, and give everybody some more confidence?
I think if they wouldn't have played well in the Valley Tournament, they might have bumped down to maybe a 10. You know, Wichita State got in as a 9 seed. Probably if Creighton would have went to St. Louis and won a game, maybe won 2 games, then they probably, and not won the title, they probably would have dropped maybe into that 8-9 range. So, and that's the game everybody always wants to stay out of, because you always have a date with a number 1 seed awaiting you if you win that 8-9 game. But, you know, hey, winning the 7-10 game, you're playing a number 2. Is that much easier? Probably not, but maybe there's some basketball psychology at work here.
Is there some pressure or an opportunity that kind of presents itself because they're going to be playing in Philadelphia? I mean, with the move toward the Big East, you know, heading east a little bit more, to kind of announce their arrival into that?
I guess some people could see it that way. I really don't. This is about how this year's team does in this year's NCAA tournament. It's not a portend of things to come when they advance on into the Big East, which, you know, that move is anticipated to be made sometime this week. You know, you can paint it however you want it, but I just don't see it that way.
Steve Pivovar of the Omaha World Herald, Creighton Blue Jay beat writer, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter with you on this Monday, live from Cunningham's. We invite you to come in, have some lunch, watch games all week long. Steve, let's talk a little bit about the matchup with Cincinnati. Two obviously contrasting styles for anyone that's taken any time to look at the matchup. Cincinnati's defense, Creighton is offense. Creighton had some problems earlier this year, as you talked about, going through a stretch of games. Where do you see Cincinnati really giving Creighton problems? What do you think about the matchup as a whole?
Well, I think bottom line, you got to look at the fact that Cincinnati, you know, ranks among the top 25 in the three key defensive statistics: scoring defense, field goal percentage defense, and three-point field goal percentage defense. That usually tells you right off the bat that they're a very good defensive team. Usually when you get these kind of matchups and a short time to prepare, it's the other team's weaknesses that probably figure more into the game than a strength and how much each team can overcome their perceived weakness. Cincinnati obviously is perceived as a poor offensive team. I think some of that has to do with some of the competition they've been playing. But regardless, you know, if Cincinnati's offense can perform at a level a little bit higher than they've been performing at, that could be enough to, you know, get them over the hump against Creighton. Flip it, Creighton's perceived defense is the fact that, or the perceived weakness is the fact that they don't play great defense. If you look at what they did down in the Valley Tournament, where they held three teams to 33% field goal shooting and, you know, an average of 55 a game. If they can do that, then that weakness, that little improvement in their perceived weakness, might be enough to get them over the hump against Cincinnati.
Steve, you kind of lead me into my question. Is Creighton right now playing some of their best defensive basketball of the year right now after playing so well in St. Louis?
They've played better defensively during this five-game winning streak. You know, they've made strides from where they were a year ago. A year ago, they ranked in the bottom third of the nation in all the key defensive statistics. Now they rank in the top third in all three key defensive statistics. So, you know, this is a team that's made improvements defensively. Are they a great defensive team? By no means. But they can play a little bit of defense when they have to. And again, what we saw in St. Louis, if they can continue playing like that, if they can continue getting the kind of play they got out of 6'9" center Gregory Eshinike in the back, you know, they're going to be able to hold their own defensively against anybody they play.
Just another minute here with Steve Pivovar, the Omaha World Herald. Did the national attention get to Doug McDermott during this slide, or what did you attribute that slide to earlier in the season?
Just the fact that they're making shots. Creighton obviously depends greatly on its offense. They had some games where, quite frankly, they were having trouble falling into the ocean out of a boat. You know, you hate to simplify things, but it was pretty simple. They weren't making shots, and they started to make a few during this five-game winning streak. That energizes them on the defensive end when the offense is playing well. And so I don't think it's a case of Doug, you know, having trouble handling the national attention. I don't think it's a case of this team. These guys are experienced enough. They've been around the block. They know how to handle what comes their way. It's a very mature team. So, you know, you don't want to just say, hey, they weren't making shots, but 99% of it was that.
All right, Steve, most of the national pundits believe that the Midwest bracket is the overall toughest bracket, and obviously all Creighton fans would love to have a shot at Duke, and what a story that would be if they could play a Duke and beat a Duke, if they could get a couple of wins out there in Philadelphia. Realistically, give me your thoughts on what Creighton can accomplish in this postseason.
I think it's a tall order to beat Duke, but if Creighton can get by Cincinnati, I think this team is capable of giving the Dukies a run for their money and quite possibly playing into that coveted second weekend of the tournament. That's kind of what the players and the coaches have said is their goal from the get-go this year. That's kind of been the brass ring that the fans have been clamoring for over the years. And, you know, I think they have a realistic chance. I wouldn't say it's, you know, I wouldn't say they'd be an overwhelming favorite if they played Duke, but it's going to be a heck of a lot easier playing a Duke in Philadelphia in the third round if they get that opportunity than it was a year ago when they were playing North Carolina in North Carolina's backyard in Greensboro.
Steve, obviously the transition into the Big East, which we're all kind of taking for granted is going to happen. Couple that with if they can make a nice little run here in the NCAA tournament, and they've had some success. Creighton has now kind of gotten to the level where they expect to win the conference or be right there. Are we kind of seeing a transition? Are we seeing kind of an emergence of Creighton being kind of at a higher level in college basketball?
I think that you've seen it over about the last 15 years. You know, this team's been to the NCAA tournament 9 times. You know, obviously this next step they're going to be making here shortly is going to be moving the level of competition up greatly. But it's not like they're not going to be able to compete in the Big East. They're going to have trouble maybe from when they first make the move, but this is a program that's as well grounded as you can be. They're not going to be overwhelmed by the facilities of the teams they're going to be playing. Creighton's facilities are going to be as nice as anybody in that league, and they're building a new $30 million practice facility. So, you know, is it going to be tough? Yes, it's going to be tough. Are they going to maybe have some growing pains? Yes. But they're not going to be overwhelmed by this move.
Last question, is anybody nervous about the Creighton women getting in tonight? It seems like they should be in. Anybody nervous?
Boy, I'd sure be nervous just because the at-large avenue isn't usually open to mid-major teams from the Missouri Valley. I think it's a gutting move by Jim Flannery by having his team do an open to the public watch party, because, you know, the last thing you want to do is when they're done calling the 64 names, not see your name pop up there. And that can be a very humbling experience, but I think they feel confident that they've done enough to get themselves an at large. I guess we'll find out, between 6 and 7 tonight if the committee agrees with that.
Well, Steve, we always appreciate any time we can catch up with you on the Doug and Daddy Show. Safe travels to Philadelphia, and best of luck to the Blue Jays. We'll talk to you again.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks, Steve. Steve Pivovar here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Beat writer for the Creighton Blue Jays from the Omaha World Herald does a great job covering Creighton athletics, which from time to time has been pretty fun to cover. Their teams overall, I think, are all getting better. Volleyball started to make a move. Their basketball, as he says, they're just waiting to take the next step. The women's basketball team is there. Baseball team has kind of always been there. So some fun sports to cover there for Piv and the folks at Creighton.
And he said it exactly right. This has been a 15-year process for Creighton to get to the point where they're a team that's going to be heading to the Big East. It's taken them 15 years to kind of get the program to that level. And when I think about Nebraska basketball, you know, my favorite college basketball team in Division I is Nebraska, even though they haven't had much success. It might take that much time to really get the program where we want it to be at that level where Creighton's at right now, where they're on that cusp of being a perennial top 10, top 15 program.
When we come back on the Doug and Daddy Show, we'll take a look at more of the brackets, chat with you about it. I'm not so sure that the Midwest is the toughest bracket. I'll tell you why here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at thinkmidway.com, where new vehicles are arriving daily. And, of course, they have a good selection of nearly 200 pre-owned automobiles on the lot as well, whether it's a car, whether it's a truck, whether it's a van. Grand Cherokee, Patriot, and Compass 2014 Jeeps are in, folks. Can you believe that? 2014s are already in. They've got nearly 60 Rams in stock during Ram Truck Month, up to $10,000 off from the manufacturer. That's before you even have to do anything with the great folks and their hassle-free pricing at Midway. How about the Silverados on hand as well? And if you're looking for a little car to get you around, how about a 2013 Chevrolet Spark? You can get them starting at under $14,000. And don't forget, be a friend of theirs on Facebook. They've always got some great deals there. They're going to be giving away Storm hockey tickets on their Facebook page through the 22nd of March. So be doing that all week long. Check them out at thinkmidway.com or in person at Midway Auto Dealership, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. We'll take a break. Back with more from Cunningham's. It's NCAA Tournament Week on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Come on in, let the games begin.
NFL coaches call the plays right to the quarterback's helmet, just as a great sports bar like HK Sports Bar and Grill sends you the signals right to your smartphone when you text HKVIP to 90210. Hi, this is Jeremy, the new general manager at HK Sports Bar and Grill of Hastings. We're adding more feature items and bonus alerts every week, so text HKVIP to 90210. I guarantee you'll score a deal as an HKVIP. Text HKVIP to 90210 and let the games begin.
Wendy's presents The Inner Guy.
Hey, how's it going?
Okay, I just feel like something inside me,
monster truck,
isn't satisfied.
Chainsaw!
Oh, that's your inner guy trying to get out. You might want to try Wendy's Baconator.
Really?
Kung Fu movies, drum solo, riding lawnmower, wrestling a grizzly bear.
Yeah, really.
Wendy's Baconator. Two hot and juicy beef patties, cheese, and six strips of fresh cooked bacon. More of what you really want. That's Wendy's way. Or Son of Baconator. You decide how big you want to go.
Now that's better.
We're all surrounded by numbers. They can tell us a lot, but you have to know how to interpret them. It's the same with your credit score. Do you know what it means or what it can do for you? That's why if you're a Wells Fargo customer, you can stop by from now until April 15, 2013, and we'll not only give you a free credit score and complimentary credit report, but we can also have an optional conversation to help you understand what it all means and show you ways to manage it. Wells Fargo. Together we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank N.A. See a banker for specific promotions.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
A mix of clouds and sun develops as we head through the day today with a high of 45. Northwest winds will stay gusting at times to 20 to 35 miles per hour. Tonight we'll head back to a low of 22. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now it's 36.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation with Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter on this Monday. We need to come up with a day like this because if you're going to have St. Patrick's Day on Sunday and your NCAA basketball tournament begins tomorrow, This has to be relaxation day or the only day the wife will see you day.
Yeah, you could bring her out here. There you go. See, then she understands what the appeal is to coming to Cunningham's.
Well, everybody has fun coming to Cunningham's, whether it's just for the live entertainment on the weekend. And, of course, when the weather warms up, the courtyard's open. They've got entertainment out back almost every single night for you, which is just outstanding. But right now we're talking basketball. You can fill out your Cunningham's brackets and win great prizes
right here from Cunningham. Stop in for lunch all this week. Fill out your bracket. You can even bring whatever it is you use technology-wise, computers, Kindles, your phone, whatever it is, to use their free Wi-Fi here and get all the information you need. And don't forget, during the games, great food and drink specials, $11 buckets, extended happy hours. Oh, they still have some banger burgers, just a special Irish week for you. A Guinness burger with brat, sauerkraut, Swiss cheese, only $7.49. It is so good here at Cunningham's, which is where we are broadcasting from all week long on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Dito, Randy Bushcutter with you here, and we will be back tomorrow among our guests, Tom Deanhart from the Big Ten Network, a lead analyst to talk about the seven Big Ten teams that are in. Iowa got into the NIT, and where the rest of the teams are headed. Purdue took a bid in the CBI, which is surprising. A little surprising. They're the first Big Ten team to go outside of the top two tournaments.
And again, Nebraska, there was discussion whether or not they got an invitation. I don't know if we know whether or not they got invited, but Nebraska kind of felt like that was beneath them in terms of doing that. But, you know, it allows you a little bit more time to practice kind of developer next year. So, I mean, I understand why programs would want to do that, but the CBI tournament is getting down there.
Yeah, and I'm not so sure Nebraska, I don't want that to – I disagree about the part that Nebraska thought it was beneath them. I think the Big Ten – Nebraska. I think Tim Miles would play. I think Tim Miles would have played, but he didn't want to be the first team outside of the, you know, coming into the big boys and two years in going, oh, we're going to break the rules. I think if they'd have got invited, which plus they couldn't have played at home because the Devaney is already under construction, so they couldn't have played at home, which is ironic for Kentucky because they are the number one seed in the NIT and they don't get to play at home. Robert Morris has never had a bigger sporting event in the history of the college than they're going to have.
Their gym barely holds 2,000 people, and they're going to have that place just filled to the rafters, and that's a great event for them. That'll be interesting, and Kentucky will not be in a big great mood for that, so they'll roll easy, I think.
And I'm looking at some of the teams. I have the CBI bracket here, and that only has 16 teams. Texas is in it. Houston is in it. Purdue is in it. Vermont is in it. George Mason and College of Charleston, who are perennially in the NIT and have been in the NCAA, they're in it. Tulsa, Richmond, Wyoming, Western Michigan, who upset some teams before in the tournament,
That's a lot of teams that in the last 3 years have been in the NCAA tournament, whether winning their conference tournament or what have you. Again, you play in those kinds of tournaments. Even the NIT, you play in it to build the program, to get used to that playing experience. I think when Nebraska won it a few years back, I kind of thought, well, Nebraska basketball is kind of on a little bit more of an uptick after they won that. Unfortunately, it didn't turn out to be true, but that's why you play in those tournaments. It gives you some opportunities.
After watching the selection show last night, I did take time because I was interested, and I watched the latest 30 for 30 on the 1983 North Carolina State team.
Did you catch it? I heard it was great. I did not get a chance to see
it. A lot of Derek Wittenberg, and then you see at the end he was the executive producer for the show, but there was a lot of Derek Wittenberg who took the shot at the end, but Wittenberg was pretty good, and he got them back in that Houston game.
Yeah.
But it was a two-hour documentary, and they spliced in a little bit of Jim Valvano's battle with cancer that just really didn't last that long. When you go back and you re-see it again, it wasn't like he battled it for 5, 8, 10 years.
It was pretty aggressive.
It was a 1 year type deal, and they had a reunion. One of the cool things was when they showed the reunion at the time, it would have been the 10-year anniversary in 1993, and that's the year that Jimmy Valvano passed. But he was there at the time, and it was pretty. The whole thing was pretty cool. And then Jimmy V was what he was, kind of a I don't want to say cocky, but he was very confident and didn't mind the spotlight, and an Italian, and he always played that up and was very talkative, as opposed to some of the coaches back in the 80s. When you're still talking about Bobby Knight just kind of really being the man, he would have been opposite of that. But that's pretty cool. Check it out if you can, because obviously it'll be on a variety of times. We talked with Steve Pivovar there about the Creighton women. Charlie Cream has them as an 11 seed and getting in. He has Nebraska still as a 3 seed, which I find unbelievable, but that would be great for Nebraska. He has them going out to Spokane. Don't know if that'll happen, but the women's selection show is on ESPN television tonight at 6:00. The Nebraska Danger, let's take a look at some of the other weekend sports, because it wasn't all just basketball. Nebraska Danger goes out to Washington, loses their first game of the year to Tri-Cities Fever, who'd been in the championship game last year, 44-31. They're home against the Cavalry of Wyoming on Friday. We'll give you a chance to win Danger tickets later this week. Tri-City Storm, at another time.
at another time. They are just in a bad spot right now, Randy. They lost on Friday to one of the best teams in the league at home, Sioux Falls. They're not going to make the playoffs, and they've got four games this week. Tough, tough time for the Tri-City Storm.
Yeah, and it's evolved to this where we've run into this last few years, where we've kind of find them in these kind of tough spots, where they'd have to figure out what direction they're going to go. And how do you play those games? You're not going to make the playoffs. Do you play getting kids ready for next year? Do you want to try to finish strong? I mean, there's just the types of decisions coaching-wise that you don't want to be in a position where you have to make.
And four games on the road Tuesday and Wednesday, home Friday and Saturday. You can hear Storm Hockey on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. The Nebraska baseball team was competitive this weekend, pretty much low-scoring close games with 25th-ranked UC Irvine. But yesterday, only four hits. Of course, they only gave up eight and one earned run. They lost 2-0. The Huskers went 1-2 over the weekend, and the Anteaters are 15-5 on the season. And as their assistant coach Pat Schein told us last week, he was very confident in their pitching staff, and their pitching staff was outstanding this weekend. Nebraska will play at Cal State Fullerton. The new rankings come out today. They were eighth last week. Those games are Tuesday and Wednesday. UNK baseball, if you're ever going to go 1-2, it's a pretty darn good weekend. Yeah. And Damon Day will be in for his regular Tuesday co-hosting gig tomorrow, and Brian Weiss continues to knock the cover off the ball. He had two more home runs on Saturday. The Lopers were at fourth-ranked Central Missouri Friday and Saturday. In the doubleheader Friday, they split, winning one of the two games 6-4, and that snapped Central Missouri's 31-game conference winning streak. And Saturday, UNK found themselves behind 9-2. They cut it to 9-8, had the tying run at second in the ninth inning, but couldn't push them across. And the Lopers conclude their 14-game road stretch here at 7-7, which you always want to be a winner, but that's acceptable for where they're at and what they've been going through.
If you were fifth in the country, that would be acceptable. I mean, that'd be a great weekend if you're fifth in the country. So for them to be kind of where they're at and playing just toe-to-toe with them, that was a great weekend of baseball. That was a great weekend of baseball. Now, again, you know, moral victories only take you so far, but that certainly that weekend was a moral victory. And again, they hadn't lost a conference game in a year. You know, over a year. So, I mean, that's a solid performance this weekend.
UNK will host Fort Hays State on Wednesday and hit the road again this weekend. Loper softball had some success with Washburn on Friday, then got thumped in a doubleheader with the preseason league favorite Emporia State on Saturday. And finally, the Loper softball team gets their home opener against Wayne State on Wednesday. Hastings baseball, they played four games with Dakota State. They went 2-2, splitting the doubleheader both days. They will host Mayville State this weekend. Hastings college softball team was down at the Sterling, Kansas tournament, went 3-2, and they are now 8-4 on the season. They'll open up the conference by playing host to Dakota Wesleyan, and that is coming up on Saturday. Plus, Whoopers and Hoopers over the weekend. Ah, this only makes it seem right. The UNK alumni beat the UNO alumni in the men's championship game.
I feel better.
And there were not a lot of women's elite teams, but the Nebraska Sports Council, which had Jamie Kubik, ex-Husker, a couple of ex-Huskers, Lindsay Ducey, a couple of Alicia Stadler, a couple of ex-Hastings College gals, they beat the UNK Lopes by 1 point in the women's championship. And another fun-filled weekend for Whoopers and Hoopers in and around the city of Hastings. And that's a variety. I think we've caught up on just about everything else that has went on in the world of sports this weekend. And that gets us back to the NCAA tournament. Don't forget to go to ESPNSuperstation.com and fill out your Doug and Daddy bracket. You could win up to $50,000. $5,500. Even if you don't get the cash, we've got a great grand prize from Russell's Appliance and Electronics, plus a variety of other great prizes, as we talked about, we'll continue to talk about throughout the tournament. It's the Doug and Daddy $50,000 Bracketology, presented by Bud Light and our friends here at Cunningham's Journal, where we invite you to come down and enjoy lunch today. Maybe you missed out on St. Patty's Day. Oh, still got some great food from that and off the menu as well. Get a banger. Oh, don't get to do that very often. Come in, have lunch, have a great
I'm not a good German. I'm not a good German. I got to pick the sauerkraut off. The sauerkraut is also kind of a good German thing there.
I don't know why. Hate cabbage, don't mind sauerkraut. Is that weird?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is weird.
It's kind of like I hate cucumbers, but once you make them ferment and turn them into a pickle, now you got something.
Woo, you got something.
I don't really understand.
We've got a couple more comments here before we go into our final break. Mentioned that I wasn't sure how tough this Midwest bracket is going to be. It could be very tough. I don't like Louisville like everybody else does. That's going to be my Monday. I'll give you my bracket on Thursday's show. My Monday little tip here is I probably, on the one sheet that counts, not take Louisville to win the Midwest. But then can Duke, they seem shaky. Can Duke be good enough? Michigan State, they only seem to do well when you're not expecting them to do well. They're right there as a three seed. I can't take St. Louis. Oklahoma State's a five, and anything past that would be a miracle. You know, you're talking maybe some people like Memphis. I could see Memphis making some noise. I could see Memphis making a lot of noise. Memphis is the type of a team that could get to the Elite Eight out of the Midwest bracket, out of that
Michigan
six
State?
Seed. I love Michigan State, love Tom Izzo. Yeah. This is the time of the year they always do something. And right now I just don't get that feeling. I've taken Michigan State in the tournament almost every year.
But there's really four teams in the Midwest that you can make a real strong case for. I think Michigan State's one of those because of Tom Izzo, because of the past success that they've had in exactly these kinds of situations. You know, obviously Louisville, a lot of people think they're the best team in the country. There's a lot of people think they're going to be your national champions. Duke, of course, is still Duke, even though they're in a little bit of a schneid and the luster's kind of fallen off in the last week, and it's just amazing to me how much luster's been taken off of Duke just in the last 10 days or so. I think the Midwest, far and away, is the toughest bracket, I think. But there's a lot of balanced brackets. I think the Midwest is in that area, too. There's a lot of brackets where you can pick four teams out of it and not have that be a terrible choice.
I think the East might be the toughest bracket because I like Syracuse as a four seed. I think Syracuse has a good coach. And, yes, they've hit some road bumps, too. But this is where you get into your picks. Who comes through for you? Whose long shot comes through for you? I think Syracuse, you had Indiana 1, Miami 2. They were 1-2 in the country in the polls for quite some time there over the last couple of months, and both are in the East. You got Marquette, whatever, and then you got Syracuse as a four seed. And after that, maybe the depth, not as much, but anytime you got Butler in a bracket, I'm a little scared.
There's your bracket buster. And you know what?
Syracuse, I mean, you got Butler, Bucknell, Marquette, Davidson. One of those teams get to the Sweet 16.
That's a tough draw for Syracuse because Montana's a pretty good three-point shooting team. What beats a 2-3 zone? Shooting over the top of it.
Montana
could do it. That could be an upset. Really, I pick Syracuse because they're still Syracuse and they're still Montana. But that may not be the easy game a lot of people think it is.
Well, see, Syracuse, Montana, UNLV, California, I think. Whoever wins the first one is going to lose the second one. So pick them to go to your Elite Eight. Over on the West bracket, Pittsburgh. The times that I've watched Pittsburgh play, they've looked pretty solid, rough, physical, Big East team. That would be Gonzaga's matchup in the second round, and they got to get by Wichita State first. I get that. But I could see Pittsburgh making a little bit of a run here. Pittsburgh's that team that when they were the ones and two seeds, they kept getting upset. Now they're in a different role. Maybe they're the ones. Everybody's going to try and pick the team to beat Gonzaga. I think Pittsburgh's got a chance, and Gonzaga could run it out to the Elite Eight, no problem, if they don't.
Yeah, I agreed. And I got New Mexico. I haven't really watched them that much, but just when I've kind of heard lately, my first impression with everything I read today, this is my first impression bracket, and I picked New Mexico to come out of there as a three seed. But, you know, Wisconsin, they could make some noise. Ohio State, they looked pretty good yesterday. They can make some noise.
Well, I think Friday night, the last session of the first round, which I call the first round or the official second round, when you're in Dayton and you've got Ohio State playing Iona and Iowa State playing Notre Dame, I think those are intriguing matchups. Not that Iona is going to beat Ohio State, could happen, but that Notre Dame-Iowa State is one of the very last games of the field of 64 that's going to go off, and I think that could be an interesting one. The only bracket that we haven't talked a whole lot about is the South bracket. Kansas, they look pretty solid right now. Georgetown, it's about time that Georgetown didn't trip over their feet and do something. Florida, I think Florida's a very, very good basketball team. I just don't – this is probably where some upset comes through and wrecks everything up, but I think that's going to be my chalk bracket is the South.
The Georgetown-Florida matchup in the second round – well, third round technically, but that I think could be a great game. Worthy of being a regional final, no doubt about it. And then, you know, Kansas, for a while there, their own coach thought that they couldn't beat a YMCA team. So I think Kansas has their flaws. All number one seed has their flaws this year. That's what's so intriguing about this. But Kansas not out of it until somebody knocks them out of it. And I think you're right. I think this might be the year that Georgetown does it. I have Georgetown getting out of that bracket and making the Final Four because they've just had so much talent
for the last few years. They finally got a breakthrough sometime, and I think this year might be the year. But I think Seltzer has done a great job getting his team's attention, and they're playing much better ball when they need to be playing much better ball.
We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Don't forget to fill out your brackets, folks, at ESPNSuperstation.com, and we'll be back with more live from Cunningham's. Come in for lunch. Everybody's got to eat, even if it is Monday. Why not treat yourself? If it's going to be a crappy Monday, make it better by coming to Cunningham's. We're back after this.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
You should wake up to eggs, you see, because they'll give you energy, and they'll keep you fuller longer, and might leave you feeling stronger. And did I mention vitamin D? If I didn't, shame on me. The incredible edible egg.
And with Easter coming too, there's so much that you can do. You can paint them, you can glue them, you can stick some stuff onto them. Once we made our egg belt with a little piece of felt, the incredible edible egg.
Learn more at facebook.com/incredibleedibleegg.
Snow and more snow.
There's 4 feet of fresh up top. You've got new boards, no fog goggles, helmet, everything you need except how to get there. But Jeep Wrangler is the answer. With plenty of cargo space and the performance and fuel efficiency of a 3.6-liter V6, you can hit the mountain in comfort and style. So get a Jeep Wrangler and never miss another adventure in paradise. Jeep, official sponsor of X Games Teenies. Winter doesn't stand a chance. Jeep is a registered trademark of Chrysler Group.
When I told my buddies I was picking Butler to make it to the Final Four, my friends just laughed. So tournament time came around, we all head down to Cunningham's Journal. As my wife might say, my home away from home. Cunningham's has what any bracketologist would want. Wireless internet to do your research, awesome food, a bajillion TVs, and the coldest beer in town. Anyways, there was Butler in the final seconds, nailing a buzzer beater, and guess who's laughing now? So fellow bracketologists, when it comes to tournament time, make Cunningham's Journal your home away from home in downtown Kearney.
Let the madness begin.
Oladipo sails the other way. He comes across midcourt into the lane to the glass. Shot blocked. Right to Sheehy. Open 10-footer left side is good. And Indiana has taken the lead.
The 2013 NCAA tournament is on the Dial Global Radio Network. From the first round to the Final Four, all the action is right here.
It tips off March 19th on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
A mix of clouds and sun develops as we head through the day today with a high of 45. Northwest winds will stay gusting at times to 20 to 35 miles per hour. Tonight we'll head back to a low of 22. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now it's 36.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. It's kicking back at Cunningham's on a Monday morning. Ain't so bad.
It's good work if you can get it. No heavy lifting involved in this job. Bad. That's good.
Lunch crowd starting to slide in here a little bit. I know it's Monday. I know it's going to keep busy as the week goes along. I know you're planning on playing hooky on Thursday and Friday, and you may be just trying to.
You think the boss would be on to me if I did that?
Well, you know, he might know where you were and fake working. But here's the deal. You know what? Maybe you're not going to sneak out of the office for lunch today. Get it to go. Swing over, grab it, eat at lunch. Eat your lunch at the office. You got to eat,
right? You got to eat.
You got to eat, folks. This is the place to be. We're going to be talking to a variety of folks later on in the week. Matt Cotney, Nebraska women's basketball. Tom Deanhart of the Big Ten Network. Kevin Kugler, who's going to Lexington, Kentucky. He will have the regional that has Butler, Bucknell, Marquette, and Davidson in the four-team bracket there.
We'll talk to him about those games. He's also going to have Louisville, Colorado State, Missouri, and the winner of the play-in game between Liberty and North Carolina A&T against Louisville. So we'll talk to him. Nebraska wrestling coach Mark Manning. Hey, wrestling fans, I haven't forgot about you. D1 Nationals are this week in Des Moines. I know some folks from the Tri-Cities that are headed out there. We'll talk about that. Mike Perenio, Mandalay Bay, the czar that is, will give us his knowledge on the point spreads, the odds, who he likes, maybe where some value is. Again, we know some folks that are going out to Las Vegas here, either there right now or going to be going out. So all that, plus our Loper Link Wednesday as we are into the spring sports season, all that and a whole lot more this week on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Betting college basketball point spreads, I would think, is very frustrating. Don't do it, but it'd be very frustrating. Picking a winner or two, you know, that kind of wagering where you play those odds and stuff, that'd be a lot of fun. You know, having that little ticket for that, that'd be some fun.
Once again, one I didn't have last year, even though it was Kentucky and they were chalk. That's the whole thing with the bracket. You can have fun, and if you fill out multiple, you're always going to have one that's a little fun, like yours, putting New Mexico. You know,
That's not terrible, by the way.
That's fun. Oh, it's terrible. We'll make our own side wager. Right? You owe me a lunch sometime. We'll make a side wager ourselves here.
That doesn't usually turn out very well for you.
I try to help you out. But, you know, there's only going to be one winner. You need to have it, whether it's the number one overall seed this year, Louisville, or whether it's a Connecticut who was a 3 seed a couple of years ago. You have to find that national champion, because the big deal is you can pick all the fun and upsets you want. The points get bigger as you get closer to the national championship, and usually you have to have the national champion to win any pool that you're in.
Agreed. And so you have to have the kind of that good idea, and that's why when you pick a New Mexico, or you happen to be in 1988 and you get a Kansas, or 83 and you get North Carolina State, you're probably going to win it when you hit one of those guys. Which is why I think a lot of people, when they do various sheets, always have at least one sheet out there if they're doing four or five, where they have one sheet where they're picking a 6 seed, a 3 seed, a 5 seed, or something.
I think I know who I'm picking in my one sheet for a national champ. Is that going to be your official sheet?
Doubtful.
Yeah, I didn't think so. Which is fine.
I'll be honest with you. I haven't done a lot of research. I do one sheet on Monday that is kind of my first impression sheet. Just first impression, not doing a lot of homework, just looking it up and just kind of having a little bit of fun with it. I rarely have that be the sheet of integrity.
Problem is, my first sheet is usually the one I go with. I say, this is the one. This is the one. I start thinking and moving.
I have some leanings that I have. And I don't know if my leaning is New Mexico or if it's Miami, because I think Miami's, I think, a pretty good choice. A lot of people have them coming out of the East.
They do, huh?
Yeah, a fair number of people do.
All right, last thoughts on the bracket, and then we'll get on out of here. What do you got?
Well, one other thing I point out, make sure people get in, because not only do you have the chance to win the big screen from Russell's, the huge 50-inch TV from Russell's, but, you know, think about it. If you win and you go to Prairie Hills, you get the round of golf for four or two rounds of golf for two. Think about how much bragging you could do about your basketball picking during that round of golf at Prairie Hills. That would be – there you go.
That would be pretty cool.
Sounds like something that you would be interested in. I mean, that would be like the thing for you, because we know if you happen to get lucky on some sort of prognostication –
It's a party. And may
all your dreams. It's Jeffrey, producer Jeffrey's birthday today. Birthday. And so happy birthday to Jeffrey.
This is your birthday song.
Yeah, you find out they might be giants older, because that fits too.
You can tell how much time I actually put into finding this song, Jeff. But hey, happy birthday to you, buddy.
Lisa's Beatles.
Thanks, guys.
Well, I hope it's an outstanding 30th birthday. Smartest kid in his class. If you see Jeffrey out and about today, wish him happy birthday, and we'll find out more about
it
tomorrow.
Why do you think you're just so much younger than everybody? What is this delusion
I'm not at all.
You're not.
It's just an easy one to go
with. I graduated a couple years before you did, but I think we're the same age. If you hadn't been held back, we'd be considered the same age.
I went advanced. I was advanced.
We all know that isn't true.
We want to thank Steve Pivovar, the Omaha World Herald, for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show today to break down Creighton. And don't forget to fill out your brackets at ESPNSuperstation.com. We'll have more on the brackets tomorrow. Tom Dienhart of the Big Ten Network, Kevin Kugler from Dial Global, and of course you all know him from his gigs throughout the nation, and of course starting right here in Nebraska and Omaha, and hosting Unsportsmanlike Conduct. We'll talk a little Nebraska women with Matt Coatney and a whole lot more as the week progresses. And don't forget, anytime, whether it's lunch, whether it's happy hour in the afternoon, whether it's evening just to kick back and watch basketball, it's all right here. Miami Heat go for number 23 in a row tonight. Do they get it?
Yes,
I think so too. You can watch it here tonight at Cunningham's. For Randy Bushcutter, I'm Doug Duda. We'll see you tomorrow here at Cunningham's. It's NCAA Tournament Week on the Doug and Daddy Show.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.